This is the Tiger 102.75.
PM Prayut Chan-o-cha and his government yesterday came under attack from politicians taking advantage of the junta's lifting of political restrictions on Tuesday. Key figures of many parties slammed what they said were the many problems this junta-led administration had created over the last 4 years since it's been in power. They were all in agreement that a change of government was needed. Most of the parties who spoke up yesterday are linked to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who had been living in self-imposed exile since 2008. On Tuesday, the ruling NCPO partially repealed 9 of its previous orders that restricted political activities since the 2014 military coup. The NCPO effectively lifted the ban on political gatherings of 5 or more and allowed parties to hold meetings and other activities of a political nature, including criticising the current government. Thailand's Islamic Council has, for the first time in history, issued a ban on child marriage nationwide. This follows public anger sparked by the marriage earlier this year of an 11-year-old child to a man 4 times her age. The Central Islamic Council of Thailand's new regulation bans children under the age of 17 from marriage. The new regulation is being announced to all mosques today. The new regulation ensures local mosques cannot grant permission for marriages involving anyone aged under 17, but there is a loophole. An Islamic court can give permission or the parents sign a document approving the marriage at the Provincial Islamic Committee office and the local police station. And a young male university student's been arrested over charges of running a pornographic photo website in which paid members were given access to some 300,000 pictures of net idols and other celebrities. Using VK, Line and Facebook, the 17-year-old uploaded the pictures to his page, which could then be accessed by users who paid a membership fee. When police eventually raided his home in Bangkok on December the 11th, they seized over 860 gigabytes, that's roughly 300,000 images, of adult content from his desktop and mobile phone. He had over 30,000 followers, as well as a separate VIP group with over 1,000 paying members. In just 3 months, he'd saved over 500,000 baht and was spending the money on brand-name goods with his profits. A Chinese man who allegedly murdered his wife is now in custody at the Phuket Provincial Court. The alleged crime happened back in October. The Kamala police chief says the man will face a murder charge if the police find he killed his wife to collect on insurance payments. The Chinese husband from Tianjin is alleged to have murdered his wife during a family vacation in Phuket after buying up more than 30 million yuan, that's $4.3 million, in life insurance policies in her name. Police say he's currently in custody at the Phuket Provincial Court whilst an investigation is being completed, which is expected to be completed before December the 21st. The body of a Thai tourist who was shot dead by a lone attacker in Strasbourg, France, will return home as soon as the proof of identification is completed. French police say the process usually takes 7 to 15 days. The wife of the 45-year-old who was killed in the shooting at a Christmas market is now in a better state of mind and is regaining her strength, according to Thai ambassadorial staff in France. The woman's also entitled to the compensation given by the French government to the family of terrorism victims. The 45-year-old Thai man was among 3 people killed in the shooting, which left many injured. The French government's upped its security alert to the maximum level following the incident, which has turned the city, usually crowded with tourists and visitors, into a ghost town. And with cat-like humans, soldiers infiltrating an art gallery, and brainwashed cadets, the dystopian film 10 Years Thailand is the latest in a pan-Asian film series aiming to stir political debate and debuted in the kingdom yesterday. The original in the 10 Years series came out in Hong Kong in 2015 on the back of the Occupy pro-democracy protests, with versions from Japan and Taiwan exploring nuclear fallout and socio-economic problems. The premise in the Thai film asks 5 filmmakers to wrestle with the subject of what their country will be like 10 years from now, resulting in unsettling visions of bleak futures.